Welcome to the Pepperoni Podcast, starring your host, Domingo Pepperoni.
All right, Roman, say something funny now.
And our special guest, Raymond Noodle.
Big Chungus.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my automatic response whenever somebody pressures me and puts me on the spot.
Thank you. That was probably the best response I've ever
gotten. It's a defense mechanism, really.
All right, then.
Listen to the Pepperoni Podcast, sponsored by Anchor. Listen to the whole thing, you little bitch.
Hi, welcome to the Pepperoni Podcast. I'm Domingo. This is not Domingo. That's next to me.
Yeah.
It's Raymond.
I'm not Domingo.
He's not Domingo.
That's a fact.
I don't know about that.
No, I'm not Domingo.
Maybe you are.
What, am I? Am I Domingo?
Are you?
Am I?
I don't know. Are you?
I guess I'm Domingo now.
Oh, fuck.
All right. Hi, Raymond.
Oh, what's up, Domingo?
I'm Domingo. That's Raymond.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Apple Podcast. Yeah. I'm Apple Wizard. I'm Noodles.
I'm Sellout.
Wait. What the fuck?
What?
I thought you were Domingo.
No, fuck. I'm Raymond now. Hey, Domingo. All right, that's Domingo.
Okay.
I'm Raymond.
Okay, got it.
Howdy.
Can we, like, fuck now?
Yeah, that's a great idea. let's just tear him up.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so how is your life? I mean, this podcast is about nothing, so there's, like, nothing to talk about.
All right. I think that's a great idea, just dropping us into a podcast and expecting us to be funny.
Right.
With absolutely no topic.
Right.
Okay. We should...
Yeah.
Yeah. We should make a topic, or else this video is going to be completely fucking useless and trash and horrible. We could, but, like...
We could.
Yeah.
But, like, if you think about that for a minute, you take a second, and you think about, like, having a topic.
Yeah.
And, like, talking about something.
Yeah.
Having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if we're about that here.
So is like,
actually, you know what?
Is the topic of this video gonna be about not having a topic? I wonder. No. If you were on YouTube,
right,
and then you were looking at the videos in your recommended, you see two podcasts.
Right.
One that's like labeled video game history, and then the other one that's labeled
nothing.
Nothing.
Like, it's
nothing.
About nothing.
Yeah, it's just. Podcast. Which one would you click on?
I mean, the one about nothing, because...
I don't know about that.
Well, no, I'd obviously...
I don't think so.
I click about the one that has nothing. Okay, you know what? I'm sorry. There is a topic to the podcast.
Because you have to have a topic.
Did you enter the Underwater Basket Weaving Championship the other week?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you.
I know. It was in... where was it? I think it was in, like, Miami, right?
Okay, Miami.
South Miami.
Because I was going to say, if you were to join my podcast... If you're going to come on
course.
My Underwater Basket Weaving podcast and then tell me you didn't know what underwater basket weaving is...
Who would have the audacity to go to another man's podcast without any knowledge of underwater basket weaving?
Exactly, which is the topic of my podcast.
Exactly. Okay, so...
So I guess there is a topic. So
what happened was... Right? So I met up with Obama, right?
Okay, Obama?
Yeah, I met up with Obama.
Last time I went to practice, Pence was there.
Really?
Yeah, he sucked.
Jesus, what an asshole. I remember he like... Okay, so even I've got to admit, Pence has some, like, kick-ass basket weaving skills.
You know, he does.
Skills. Yeah. Like, as much as I hate to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, he's a dick about it. He rubs it in everyone's face.
Right.
It's like, it's a dick move. You see, when you're good at something, you don't just go over and be like, hey, fuckers, guess what? I'm better than you. No, but that's what Pence does.
It's true.
And then after that...
It's true.
He wants to make porn illegal.
What?
What a dick.
He wants to make porn illegal?
You never heard about that?
Oh, no, wait, I actually have. Wait, did he seriously try to make porn illegal?
Yeah. So if he's
president... Wait a second. Did he actually make the 18-plus thing like an actual threat?
I don't think so. That's never been a threat.
Well, right, because kids can just lie about their age.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing that could happen is that you get locked out of your TikTok account if you like, put in the wrong date or something. But that's not really a problem if you just mark it down.
True.
Not that I condemn any of that. I mean,
right.
Just saying, like...
Like,
obviously, I don't do that. I'm 18 and a half, but...
Oh, right.
Obviously.
According to my birthday, I'm like 33.
Yeah. So. I'm 456 years old.
Oh, bro, really?
Yeah. But don't quote me on that, though. Don't
go
asking
around. My grandpa's
around.
Like 1,000, so like... You guys should really talk sometime.
Hmm.
You know what, though? I was just thinking. It's actually really cool, because I was... You know, like, you know the little Google things where it says, I'm not a robot, and then just a checkbox?
Yeah.
You know that if you, like, try to make it act like you're a robot and, like, slowly move the mouse and then click it like a robot, it'll actually bring up more questions?
Really?
And the whole point of that checkbox is to make sure you don't click the checkbox like a robot would.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
No fucking one way. Time you're lying to me.
I'm dead serious. Whenever you go and get the checkbox for the I'm not a robot, pretend you're a robot and click on it. They can tell.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
Oh my god, that's awesome. Wait, what do they expect? Like fucking androids to go up to their computer? Like,
well, no, spam.
Processing computer files. Like fucking slowly drag the mouse. Right. Like an actual robot.
Well, then again, if they do it at like the speed of light, then they're not human either.
Yeah, but like,
because they're robots and they can do anything.
I don't understand. What do they expect to get from that checkbox? Like, what kind of robot? Like, okay, so it would obviously have to be a physical robot that they are worried about, true, or else they wouldn't. So like, do they expect androids to go over to their computer and check the box? Like, go over to their computer, mm-hmm, grab the mouse,
right,
move the mouse, uh-huh, and then press. Like, what are you gonna gain from that?
Did you ever see the video of the robot doing that? Like,
yeah,
you
but
hold
like,
the pencil?
Yeah, but what's the robot gonna gain from that? What's it gonna do?
I think it does like spam stuff.
It's a.
You can like spam accounts.
It's a physical robot.
Okay, like imagine. Oh, a physical robot.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
It's like an android. Well, like, you'd have to be an android in order to do that.
I mean, you're right. But then again, there's, like, people in Cambodia where, like, they have, like, robots, right, that do the computer stuff. And then they hire people to do the captures for the robots. So the robots can get in, the people do the captures. Because there's not a lot of jobs in, like, India.
Africa's fucked up.
All right, yeah, no, like, can we talk about Africa real quick? Africa's
okay.
Fucked up.
Right? Underwater basket weaving to Mike Pence to fucking robots to Africa. All right, that sounds good.
Do you think they have underwater basket weaving competitions in Africa?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, water's a big part
you know,
of African sports.
I feel like we're getting off topic.
You're right. Back to Mike Pence.
No.
So porn, am I right, guys?
I think the people in this podcast would like to know more about you.
Me?
Right.
Okay.
You are the guest on this podcast. Now,
I am.
I have a couple questions ready. Firstly, what's your favorite color?
Yellow.
All right, cool. If you could fuck one cartoon character.
One cartoon character. Ooh, I have a couple in mind.
Who would it be?
Has to be one? Can I, like, choose from three?
What are the three?
What?
Because, you know, if they're good enough, then I'll let you pick three.
Okay.
Like, they can't be, like, shit picks.
I'm going to have to say Marceline.
Marceline from Adventure Time?
Yes.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know, like, I just look at that, like, ever since I was a kid, that's been my fantasy.
Okay.
So, like, Marceline, like, come on.
All right, you're going to say your second one. I'm going to say my first one.
Okay.
We're going to say it at, like, the same time, okay?
Right.
So, when I say
no,
one...
No, Marceline was my second one.
Oh, wait, you still didn't say your first? Okay.
Yeah.
So, when I count to one, we're going to say it at the same time, right?
I swear to Christ.
No.
I swear to Christ.
Listen,
okay.
This is serious, okay?
Okay.
Three, two, one.
Pacifica. Lola Bunny?
No, I meant,
what?
I meant Baymax. I said Baymax. I didn't say Lola Bunny.
Baymax.
I'm no fucking furry.
Baymax isn't a cartoon character.
Oh, fine. Lola Bunny.
Okay.
And not like the actual hot one from Space Jam. I mean, like, the annoying one.
Oh, no, that's the one I was gonna say. Like, Space Jam.
Well, I mean, Space Jam Lola Bunny's hot, but then, like... There's the one that's, like, annoying and talks all the time.
Yeah, I know which one you're
talking about. She's way cooler.
You disgust me.
Okay.
But, okay, you don't know who Pacifica is?
You
haven't watched Gravity Falls.
Oh, wait a second, now I know Pacifica. Like, I could tell. Like, Pacifica sound familiar.
Yeah.
I just haven't watched Gravity Falls in such a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
She was, like, the blonde one, right?
Yeah,
okay.
The blonde bitch. I don't know what turns me on about that, but, like, damn.
Yeah. She was short.
No, like, they were all short. They were, like, 12. They were 12.
Oh, my God, they were 12.
Yeah.
You know, if I was really unoriginal, I'd make an FBI joke, but...
No.
I'm ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you see, here at the Pepperoni Podcast, we're all ahead of the game, except for you
viewers. Right, you guys
You're probably the fucking idiots.
Fuck you.
Like, why would you even click on this video? There was no title.
Idiot.
You idiot.
Well, I mean, there was a title.
There was?
Yeah, underwater basket weaving. That's our topic.
Oh, okay.
That's the
Why
topic
would you
of the
click
episode?
On that? What an idiot.
Because they're stupid and they're...
Like, they're probably looking at their phones like... They're not laughing. They're just staring at their... No, they're doing something else right now. Look at that fucker write.
Right.
He's writing right now. Oh, he just stopped writing. Wow. What a loser.
I know, right?
Get a fucking life.
Anyways,
stop listening to a bunch of idiots talking about who would, what cartoon character would fuck and do something productive.
I mean, I'd fuck Pacifica too.
Yeah, I mean, holy shit.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd prefer Wendy.
Wendy?
Yeah, like,
really?
The tall one.
Yeah, I know, but like.
Yeah.
You're right, but
I remember like little 10-year-old me having like the hardest fucking boner. That one episode where she went in a bikini.
Damn.
Like, dude.
No, like, Wendy. I guess what turns me off about Wendy is that she's supposed to be the hot stereotype, you know?
Yeah, you know what? That's true.
Like, but Pacifica, you're supposed to hate her. She's like a bitch.
Right.
But like.
You're supposed to hate her.
Yeah, but like, I don't know what turns me on about that.
You know what turned me on the most?
What?
The little midget guy.
That's the garden gnome.
Not the garden gnome.
First episode.
No, not the garden gnome. The fucking little fucker in the tuxedo.
Okay, Gideon.
Gideon, he is so fuck material.
Oh yeah.
He has so much money.
Oh yeah. Oh my god.
I would shove dollar bills in his cornhole.
I definitely agree. My number one pick is Gideon though.
Yeah, Gideon. Dude, Gideon is up there.
Yeah. I agree. Mm. Fuck, wait.
Yeah.
All right. So, like...
Anyways, so we were having a Q&A.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I asked some of our fellow viewers some questions that they could ask us for the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the questions were Domingo and Raymond... Like, hold on, let me get my list of questions.
All right. Okay. He's banging on the table right now.
The questions are, Domingo
Wait,
and
what
Raymond.
What the fuck? How'd you do that?
Are you gay, and would you have sexual intercourse all right,
so
on
the
podcast?
So the answer is yes. I checked that to all of them.
Thank God.
Come on.
Let's Finally.
Right now. Come on. Except not like on the camera. We'll let them fantasize. Just come here. Come here.
All right, I got it.
Alright, bye guys. We'll be right back.
Alright, see you guys.
God, what the fuck is that? Dude, what the fuck? Hold the... What? Oh.
Dude, that was fucking amazing.
Ah, let's go. What the hell? Why'd you have a pez stick for a penis?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, you know what, Roman? I got to be honest with you. You see, the Pepperoni Podcast is a place of honesty.
Hmm.
And and if you know one thing about me,
yeah,
is that I'm always honest.
Uh-huh.
You can always trust me.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you always appreciate
yep.
about me.
Definitely.
Right?
So, 100%.
I got to keep it real with you.
Okay.
You remember those questions?
Yeah.
That the audience sent in?
Yeah.
Those weren't actually questions.
Wait, really?
That the yeah.
Oh, fuck. What?
I kinda just made them up.
Oh shit.
So we could fuck.
No. Well, you know what? I'm not complaining.
You know? I mean, you did you at least enjoy the Pez?
I mean, the candy was pretty cool.
Right.
I mean, why
the Pez dispenser surgery was probably my best choice as a human.
Yeah, I agree. Like, I should get that too.
Originally got the
We didn't even really
I got the surgery from like my home planet.
We didn't even have sex. I just, like, grabbed some candy. Like, they were pretty, like, sweet. But they were,
like
slightly sour.
That was supposed to be the illusion of the audience. They were supposed to... whatever, forget it.
I mean,
in my planet.
Technically, your pee-pee went in my mouth.
True.
Because it's candy.
Right. The Pez did go in your mouth.
Yeah,
so I guess it was a blowjob.
Yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, not gonna lie.
I suppose. But, like, I like girls, though.
You know, the thing is, though, like, I'm one of those people where I'd get where someone would write the gay fan fiction.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, cool. Not because of, like, the gay stuff.
Yeah.
But because someone took the
time
exactly. and thought.
Somebody actually came up with that shit. Somebody sat down.
Like, someone thought to themselves, like, man, I like Domingo. I like Raymond. Let's make him fuck.
Somebody grabbed a notebook, put it on their desk, and spent a good at least hour... At the very least hour, thinking about what it would be like.
Exactly.
And
they enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They had fun. They enjoyed our content, and then they made gay porn.
You know what? I gotta commend them for that. Like, if you're about that, Who's telling you to stop? Who's telling you that's a bad thing?
True.
Not me.
True, I'm not saying anything.
I support that kind of shit. I mean, that's cool.
That's true. I'd support that.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Also, I hate to tell you, Raymond, but, like, 50% of your paycheck.
Yeah.
It's gonna have to get cut.
Oh, fuck this.
Because, wait, hold on. No, wait, come back. Wait, no, Raymond. It's TBS. They're taking our money. It's our sponsor. Well, now it's just me then. So how was your guys' day? Having fun? Having a jolly old time? You know, when I fucked Raymond the other day,
right,
or like
what,
5 minutes
back.
Ago. Oh, you're back?
I just went to AMC and they offered me a quarter and a penny. And a chewed stick of gum, I'm good.
AMC, oh, that place sucks. Wait, that channel sucks. Didn't they have like The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
That show is so fucking terrible. Can we talk
about
Walking
Dead? It turns
out
that Norman Reedus is actually homeless.
Damn, actually. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. You know, no, seriously.
Did you know he's actually from Florida?
What the fuck?
Like, really? All jokes aside, Norman Reedus is from Florida.
Well, I mean, that doesn't really surprise me.
Like Daryl Dixon, like the redneck.
Yeah, yeah.
He's from Hollywood, Florida.
Hollywood?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like he was born and raised in Hollywood.
Wow.
And you'll never guess what elementary school he went to.
No, which one?
You know, and actually, I kind of don't want to share that.
Well, no, what elementary school did he go to?
He went to Raymond's High
that
School.
That is a complete lie.
That is not a complete lie.
Because my middle school was built literally the year that I went there.
Right.
It was being constructed.
That's not a lie, though, because he went there from the school it was before. Because it was a school there before Beachside Montessori.
No, you can't pull a slick
yes,
one
I
on
can.
Me. No.
Yes, I fucking
Fuck
can.
You. No, I'm searching it up right now.
No, look up if he's from Hollywood, Florida.
No, I agree with that, but he did not go to my middle school.
Yes, he did. I'm telling you, he went to your middle school.
No.
So how was your guys' day? If you guys want to call in to the Pepperoni Podcast, we could fuck too. It doesn't just have to be Raymond.
It'll take a buck, though.
Well, right, it'll cost some money. You know, I'm going to put the picture up here. This is going to be like the only editing I do. If you care to look, here's an image of SpongeBob with a boner. Raymond decided to share it with the podcast.
I made it myself.
You made it yourself.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
If you don't believe me, here's the evidence. It was taken from...
Oh, wait a second. It was when SpongeBob had the underwear on his face.
Where was it? Twitter. Yeah. Here.
Oh my fucking God. Okay, here's the original, and then here's SpongeBob with the boner. I'm so proud of you. You don't even know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Honestly.
No problem. Anytime.
Damn, we're supposed to do this for like another 15 minutes. Cause
we are?
Like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, podcasts are usually like an hour, but we don't hate people, so we're only making it like half an hour.
Okay. Yeah.
So, you know, we could spend a half an hour and just having like a comedy.
He's still fucking writing. He's still writing.
I mean, he is.
What
but, I mean,
douchebag.
Look at him go.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing? Your English paper or some shit? I don't know.
Yeah.
Stop that. Pay attention to us. Look at the screen. Show him a picture of a dolphin.
Ew, are you at the gym?
Look at the dolphin.
Ew!
Look at the fucking dolphin. Right now, stop writing. Okay, he looked at the dolphin.
Okay,
it's all
good.
It's all good.
At the dolphin.
Yeah, there's a dolphin on screen right now.
You know what? You know, being the funny man that I am, I'm probably going to put up a GameCube. I mean, why are you disappointed? You signed up for this. You came onto this podcast... very well knowing what this would entail.
I did. I mean, the gay sex was, like, fine, but this...
Well, right. Well, both times.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's, like, the
start.
Yeah,
I know. Before the show, we right. also had gay sex.
Well, of course.
But that was, like...
Well, I mean, that was the better one.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I mean, how could you not feel the Pez dispenser? Like,
yeah,
why was it such a surprise?
I know. I just didn't expect it, you know?
Would it technically be gay if there's no penis involved? Would you technically be the only gay one because you shove something up your ass?
I don't
and
have
I didn't
a penis.
Really take part. So is it just like a blank space?
No. You didn't see it?
You have cooch?
No. You didn't see it yet? Hold on.
Wait. Okay. Give me a sec.
See?
Where is it?
No, it's right there. It's
oh. I don't see anything.
Fuck, it fell off.
Oh.
I have to find it now.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear. Is it under the table?
No, I don't. Where is it? Oh, wait.
What? Oh, you left it in the room.
Right here. Okay.
Okay. All right. For a second, I thought you left it in the room.
No, sorry. If you guys don't know, it's like a form of... It's a sexual position I like to do. I like to cut my penis off and then put it in my partner's nose.
Can we go back to Mike Pence and underwater basket weaving?
Yeah, yeah.
Gay sex is getting boring to the audience.
You're right. So anyways, I...
I'm the weirdest boner right now. Okay, let's talk about...
One time I was at a party, right? An underwater basket weaving party.
Of course. You know. Because we got to stay on top of it.
Yeah, after one of the tryouts
for
the world championships of underwater basket weaving that took place in, I believe...
Iberia?
No, it was in... I think it was California, Georgetown.
Georgetown?
California, yeah.
Okay.
So we were going there, right? And then Mike Pence was there. And then Obama was there too, right? Obama and I were just having a couple drinks, you know? It was fun.
Obama, yeah.
Yeah, and then... Out of a sudden, Mike Pence comes over and tells Obama that he's black.
What the fuck?
Yeah. No, he, like, hard R.
Hard R?
Hard R. I'm serious. And then Obama looks at him.
Man, that is so sexist.
And then Obama says... I got a fucking pre.
Oh, he said it!
I got a pre. I got
a
pre, dude.
Oh, my God!
I'm gonna fucking pre.
He actually said it!
Yeah.
That's so amazing. That's great. I'm so proud of Obume.
And then Aaron Hansen came from below the desk and then fucking slapped me. Slapped me, and then I remember he took you. Maybe you forgot it, but he took you and then he cut your balls off.
Oh, what? Is that where the Pez dispenser came from?
I think so. And then it was for like copying his channel or something? I don't know. Copying the G Club? Something about that? I'm not sure.
All right, then. You know what I want to do? We get, like, a Wikipedia page.
More gay sex?
Well, besides that.
Okay.
Because that's what we're going to do after the podcast.
Yeah, you're right.
But then, but then, like for, like, when we get a Wikia page or a Wikipedia page.
I don't think that's going
to
happen.
I want it to be official. Like, written in the character synopsis of Domingo Pepperoni that he has a Pez dispenser for a penis.
Okay. I can work with
official.
That.
I want that to be canon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, my dick, like, I want the world to know. My dick is a Pez dispenser.
My dick is a mini chair.
A chair?
Yeah.
Well, so people can sit on it?
Yeah.
So people can sit on your dick?
Yes.
That's so smart. Why didn't I do that?
It's right here. You're looking at it.
I mean,
I'm literally naked.
I mean, I was
talking right now. But right. I just picked it up, though, because I fell off.
Oh.
It happens. That's one of the side effects.
Damn. Can I play musical chairs with your dick?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, nice.
I just have to, like, get the extender.
You know? Oh, wait, there's an extender? So yeah, it's not even a mini chair.
I can grow, like, more dicks if I wanted to. Like, I just have to focus really hard, though. One second, let me just...
Oh my God.
Yeah, I have three now. Shit. Three chairs.
That's a lot of fucking chairs. You know, while you do that, I'm gonna go get the new Q&A. Okay, so these are the new Q&A questions. First question. Wow, this is a very good one. Sent in by Totally Real YouTube User 78.
Uh-huh.
And
shout out to you, by the way.
Yeah, shout out to Totally Real YouTuber. According to him, he said, "Why is Domingo so much better than you, you gay faggot? Suck a cock, you stank whore." Now,
what I would like to...
That's a very good question.
What I would like to reply is that... Well, the truth is...
I've never agreed more with a question.
The truth is... The reason is because Dominic is just a better Bowser Jr. main than I am.
Well, I mean, of course.
So that's the entire reason why I'm worse than him.
Right, because I'm the best Bowser Jr.
main. Exactly. So,
and there's no possible way that he could ever beat me in a one-on-one
Even though I do usually three-stock you with Bowser Jr., you're still the better Bowser Jr.
Of course. So I'm like 10 times better.
I'm slacking, you know? So that's why I'm just worse, and I'm gayer, and I'm stupider.
Right.
And I'm worse than
And you're worse than Domingo.
Because I'm a worse Bowser Jr. main, even though I three-stock you in like every game
we play. This Pepperoni podcast is about honesty.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm glad you
I gotta put the cards on the table.
I totally understand.
It's... Sometimes it's hard to admit to your own mistakes, but...
Yeah.
This one's just kind of out there, you know?
We all have those days.
Someday you just have to look at yourself, have a deep analysis of what your strengths and weaknesses are. My strength is that you can sit on my penis.
Right, and then my strength is that you could eat Pez out of my penis.
Yeah. It's like, it's a pretty special kind of flavor, too. Like, what the fuck? It's a mixture of lemon, blueberry, and watermelon.
Yeah,
I think the watermelon is my favorite one. Because it's like, it's kind of like a mint, but not really. It's kind of like, has a minty flavor, but...
You know what would be a miracle?
What?
This, like, being monetized. Like, I don't YouTube think so. Paying us for this?
I don't think so, no. This isn't possible.
Yeah, no, it's gonna happen. I mean, do you think they really care about this, like, shitty... Zero view podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
In the middle of nowhere. You know, that's no one's fucking about... listening to this again. Do you want to, like, you know, no, again, after the podcast.
Yeah. Come on. Okay. We have to be professional here.
Okay. We got, like, five more minutes.
Even though we have, like, possibly, like, half a viewer right now. And the only reason he's here is because, like,
he forgot to chase the video.
He was sitting down, and then, like, a machete chopped him in half, so he's dead right now listening to this podcast.
Sorry for dying, dude.
Yeah, that sucks.
Is that, like, totally real YouTuber 678? He was, like, my favorite.
I think so. Yeah, I think that he's just doomed to be stuck in this fucking podcast forever. That really sucks, man.
Huh.
You know, shit's tough. Shit's hard.
Mm.
You just have to deal with it sometimes.
Man, you know what I really want? I want Minecraft Java.
Damn.
Because I mean, it's not better than Bedrock, right? They're, like, the same thing. But Java has, like, so many more mods and so many more people play
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
I would prefer Java over
I'm going to say this once and only once. I know I've already said this to you multiple times, but for anybody still watching, if there is anybody,
mm-hmm.
I got to reward you guys. So I got to put up my suggestions on how to make Minecraft, like, the best it can possibly be. This is what I think, okay?
Okay, what are your suggestions for Minecraft?
So, Minecraft right now, it's cool, right? It's good. Mm-hmm.
But, no,
like,
I agree.
We should keep original Minecraft and, like, my Minecraft. Because my Minecraft is going to be a lot different.
Okay.
So, it's, like, the
One
same...
One thing I think you should keep in mind is that okay. The theme of Minecraft...
It's crafting, and building, medieval. And making.
So, like, cars and guns
no,
aren't gonna
No cars,
happen.
No guns, no actual, like, knives... It's all
well,
swords.
Well, no, I can kind of understand knives, but, like,
nah,
guns
I don't
and
think
cars
so. Maybe
and,
at
like,
most
modern technology.
The knives, maybe at most the knives, I'll add knives, but, like, knives will be, like, shears, but for cows, and you get leather. I'll add more function.
I can understand.
I'll add more functionality with leather, too.
Oh, but that'd be gross. You gotta look at skinned cows? Ew.
Oh, no. What I'm thinking is that, like, it kills them. I think, like, one-shots the cows.
Oh, okay, that could be a
because like it,
but
it's
then
like
it
a cow
drops
kill.
More leather.
Yeah, but it doesn't drop any meat. It just drops leather. So okay. That's a downside to killing it with the.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So
that's already like this is a new idea. But all right, what I think is that villages, right? You go into the, like the whole point of Minecraft is surviving through the night.
Right.
And do you like
think they
building
should add
and stuff.
More to villages?
You see, villages. You go into villages, and there's like 50 beds. There's like 10 beds at your disposal, that you could just get for free.
Right.
So what I'm thinking is that villages have like a barrier, and you can only get into the villages if you have like a specific resource, and there's like a gatekeeper in the village. So like not everything is handed to you, so you have to actually go down and mine and get resources and specific things to get into villages. And like
true, and then villages could have better loot.
Yeah, the better the item to enter the village, the better the loot inside the village is going to be. The more harvest, like maybe 3 blacksmiths if it's like more, very expensive. Different types of villages.
Oh, yeah.
Villages are going to be way more frequent. There are going to be way more villages.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more ores.
A lot more
functionalities.
I think that mining and combat should be so much better.
I mean, the Nether is super recognizable, so I'm going to keep the Nether there, obviously.
Well, of course we're going to keep the Nether,
but like,
I think they should change some stuff.
I'm going to add hell.
You're
and like,
add
hell
hell
is
too?
Like bedrock, right? You know how bedrock is famous for being unbreakable.
Right.
Well, I'm going to change that. You see, you're going to... The rarest material in the game is now probably going to be titanium. Is what I think I'm going to make it. And then you can make a titanium pickaxe.
Right,
and with a titanium pickaxe, you can break bedrock.
Okay.
It's like obsidian, but you can break bedrock. And once you break bedrock, you instantly fall and then get transported into hell or whatever. Like.
And if you go high enough, you go to heaven? Like, if you go above the build limit?
Precisely.
Yeah, I'm Domingo. He's Raymond. This is the Pepperoni Podcast.
I'm actually Apple now.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what are you? Hold the fucking phone. Are you Domingo?
You bet I am.
Holy shit. Okay, I'm Raymond now.
Oh, again?
I guess. I suppose.
Oh.
And I have a chair penis.